V. Moonlit Tales of the Macabre, Small Bites, Book 16. Written by Nikolai Gogol. Narrated by Fred Wolinski. As soon as the loud seminary bell hanging by the gates of the Brothers Monastery in Kiev tolled in the morning, the schoolboys and seminarians rushed in from all over the city. Grammarians, rhetoricians, philosophers, and theologians shuffled to class, carrying notebooks under their arms. The grammar students were mostly very young. As they walked, they shoved each other and argued in thin little desiccant voices. Almost all of them were in torn, soiled clothes, and their pockets were always filled with all sorts of junk. Marbles, whistles made out of quills, half-eaten pie, and sometimes even a little sparrow. The latter often chirped in class, and brought upon its protector a healthy dose of stick over both palms, or even a helping of cherry switch. The rhetoricians walked with more dignity. More often than not, their clothing was in good repair, but their faces always bore some sign of rhetorical struggle. An eye swollen so much it was pointing up, a veritable blister for a lip, or some other bruise. These students usually spoke and cursed in tenors. The philosophers sounded lower by an entire octave, and their pockets were mostly empty, save for strong tobacco rolls. They never saved anything for later, and ate whatever they found on the spot. They smelled of pipe and vodka so powerfully, a passing worker often halted and sniffed the air like a greyhound. The market was only just beginning to stir at this hour of morning, and the peasant women selling pretzels, buns, roasted watermelon seeds, and poppy breads snatched at the coattails of every passerby, be it a coat of fine fabric or some thinner material.
"Gentlemen, gentlemen, over here!" one of them shouted. "Here are some pretzels, some poppy buns, some crullers, and some nice bread. I swear to God they are fine, with honey. Bake them myself."
Another woman raised something long and spiraling made out of dough and called out,
"An icicle! Buy an icicle, gentlemen!"
"Don't buy anything from her. Look how filthy she is. Her nose is all wrong, and her hands are dirty."
They didn't dare bother the philosophers and the theologians, because those like to taste things, and usually by the handful. Once at seminary, the crowd filed into low but rather spacious rooms, with small windows, broad doors, and dirty benches. Each classroom suddenly filled with multi-voiced humming as the tutors listened to their students. A ringing descant of a grammar pupil matched the trembling of the glass set in one of the small windows, and the glass responded in an almost identical sound. A rhetorician sat in the corner. His big mouth and thick lips would have been more appropriate on a philosopher, at the very least. He hummed in a bass voice, and all one could make out from the distance was, "Boo, boo, boo, boo." As they followed the class, the tutors kept an eye on the happenings under the benches, where a bun, a varenik, or a handful of pumpkin seed might be spilling from a student's pocket. When this entire scholarly crowd contrived to arrive early, or when they knew their teachers would be late, a battle was organized with unanimous support. Everyone was expected to participate, even the overseers who were supposed to ensure the orderly and moral behavior of the entire scholarly guild. Two theologians usually decided how the battle would take place, whether each class would stand for itself, or whether everyone would split into two halves between the bursa and the seminary. In any case, the grammarians were the first to start. And as soon as the rhetoricians joined in, the little ones ran off to observe the battle from a higher elevation. Then the philosophers, with their long black mustache, came to take part. And finally, the theologians, in their terrible Turkish pants and with their thick necks. Usually the theologians won over everyone else, and the philosophers
Sample complete. Ready to continue?